Macmillan Audio presents The School of Night by Lewis Byard. Read for you by Robert Petkoff. Prologue. 3 or 4 times a week it comes. Not a dream. Closer to a vision, apart from her, but obscurely meant for her, too. And each time the vision converges on a man, working late into the evening, streaks of sweat across his brow and neck, his head bowed in prayer, she thinks, except she has never heard a prayer quite like this.
Ex nihilo.
Lapis stones clatter in a copper pan.
Nihil.
Beneath the copper, a tallow flame crackles into life.
Fit.
A pewter mist billows up, then resolves into a powder. The air grows heavy with current. The man thrusts up his hands and roars. 4 centuries later, she can still hear him.
Long live the School of Night!
Part 1. 3 new marriages here are made, one of the staff and sea astrolabe, of the sun and star is another, which now agree like sister and brother, and chart and compass which were at bait will now agree like a master and mate. Thomas Harriot, 3 sea marriages.